Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, there are just running. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason,
welcome everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I want to welcome all of you to the broadcast today, and especially you that have tuned in for the first time. And what I normally say to everyone, I want to say it to you right now, you that are listening. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. We have an exciting show lined up for you today, and I know you're going to enjoy it. But before we start the show, I would like for all of you to tune in to check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com to find out where I'm performing, doing my comedy, to check out my resource materials, my books, my blogs. There are other great things there for you to check out. And also you that want to get a little bit more excitement, go to my website. My website is www.cmrmotivator.com, the letter C as in cat, MRMOTIVATOR, cmrmotivator.com, and I know that you will enjoy the entertainment that I have for you on the website. Check out my comedy if you need a good laugh or you need some motivational encouragement. Today, we got a great show. Coaching a winner. You that are listening right now, do you want to be a winner? Do you want your son, your daughter to be a winner? Do you know what it takes to be a winner? We're going to explore the perspective of what it's like to coach a winner and what you and I can do to motivate our youth in our communities today. When leaders are made, winners are born. It gives me a great pleasure to welcome our guest with us. Our guest is a man of charisma, a man that's going places, a man who just captivates attention when he walks in a room. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome our guest today, Coach Dirk Gathers. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Motivator? I'm honored to be here.
Hey, it is just a great blessing and honor to have you on our broadcast today. And we want to give the people that are listening, we want to give them an opportunity to get to know a little bit about you, Coach. So tell us a little bit about yourself. We met here in the Dallas Metroplex area, but I know that you didn't grow up here in Dallas. So tell us, where did you grow up in?
Yes, I'm a native of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love.
Okay, awesome. And did you go to school and attend school in Philadelphia there?
Yes. I attended William Dick Elementary School down there on 25th and Diamond.
Yes.
That's where I'm from, Raymond Rosen Projects.
Wow.
Left there and went to St. Elizabeth Catholic School.
Yes.
Mom put us in a Catholic school for a couple years. And then I left there and went to Dobbins Tech High School.
Wow. Now, tell me, did you come from a large family or a small family?
Well, my mom had four boys.
Okay.
And a single mom.
Wow.
Growing up in the projects, so it was very difficult.
Growing up in the projects.
Yes.
No wonder I sense a boldness about you.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now, before we go into you, now tell me a little bit about your mom, because I know she had to be a special lady to raise up an awesome guy like yourself. So tell me about mom.
Yeah, my mom's name is Lucille Cheeseborough Gathers.
Yes, okay.
I put that Gathers on there. But she's married to my dad, Edward.
Okay.
But she raised four boys.
Yes.
My brother, Christopher, who's an older brother of mine. You're probably listening right now to the broadcast. What's up, big bro? And then my brother, Eric,
okay.
Hank Gathers.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard of Hank Gathers.
Oh, yes.
Now tell everybody who Hank Gathers is that are listening.
Yeah, well, Hank Gathers is a big-time basketball player who passed away back in 1990. Mm-hmm. He had a heart ailment called HCM.
Yeah.
And he passed away playing basketball at Loyola Marymount back in 1990.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was the second man in the history of the NCAA to lead the nation in scoring and rebounding.
Wow.
After Xavier McDaniel, then it was my brother Hank Adams.
Wow.
And then the third guy did it, a native of Texas named Kurt Thomas. He the third. Only three men in the history of the game ever did that.
Wow.
And my brother was the second.
Wow.
Eric Hank Adams.
That's why, you know, I had to ask about your mom and your parents, because, man, to come behind an awesome guy like Hank Gathers, man, you know, you really have to have some motivation there.
Absolutely. I mean, my mom, she's a strong woman, man, strong black woman. She come from a big family. She's the oldest of 13 kids.
Wow.
She has six brothers and six sisters.
No.
And she was the oldest of that tribe,
yeah.
I should say.
Okay.
And, you know, strong woman, you know, and like I said, she's my inspiration, you know, next to Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
my mom.
I heard you.
Yeah.
Is your father still living?
No, my dad passed away back in 93.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 years after my brother passed away, my dad passed away.
Yeah.
I didn't really know my dad much.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't present in me and my brother's life too much. And I used to always try to find my dad, though, because I always wanted him to teach me some things about being a man and a father. And he had a problem. He was an alcoholic, you know. And you know, that's why him and my mom had got divorced.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what made her a single mom.
Uh-huh.
But she did a heck of a job of putting on that father hat and being a father and a mother at that time.
Is she a little lady?
She's a pretty good size. She like to eat.
Yeah,
like to cook.
Hey, but you know, Mr. Motivator loves some good food.
Oh, yeah.
So when we go to visit you out in Philly.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to experience some of your mom's good cooking.
Oh, yeah, believe that. She loves to cook.
Yeah.
She loves to entertain.
Yeah.
So hey, Mom, if you're listening out there, you know, I let her know that I was going to be on your broadcast.
Oh, you did?
Oh, absolutely. You know, she's behind there and supports everything that I do.
Wow, that's awesome.
You know, and I talk to her every single day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, she missed me like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but I told her I got some work to do.
Yeah. So would she be coming to Texas this summer?
Oh, absolutely. She was out here last summer, and she's going to come on back out this summer. So you and your wife can get to meet.
Yeah, hey, give us a call, because we're looking forward to meet your mom.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, growing up in the projects, I understand about the projects because I taught school close to the projects, and I had to deal with a lot of being an educator and working in those areas. How did you avoid not being pulled into the game?
Yes. Yeah, well, we grew up, you know, back in the 70s, you know, the late 60s and the early 70s, so they had game worn back then.
Yeah.
Projects, and like nowadays, they got gangs.
Yeah.
You know, the Crips and the Bloods and things of that nature. But back then, it was good, clean game worn, if I met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wasn't too much killing going on as it is now. You know, they would fight and make up.
Right.
You know, but it was hard, of course, growing up in Raymond Rosen Projects down on Diamond Street. You know, fortunately, we had God sent us an individual, Father David Hagen, Catholic priest, man, who moved down there and kind of took us in. That was like our coach.
Really?
He was a coach, a basketball coach that took us in and kind of was like a father figure to us.
Wow. He's a basketball coach.
Yeah, God sent him. I believe that.
Now, I recall myself being in school, I encountered a lot of bullies. Did you ever encounter any bullies?
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Motivator, you know, being in the project, you got to learn how to fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not having a father around, you know, my mom, she put us out there, man. That's one thing I love about my mom. You know, she was overprotective to a certain extent. She realized that we was going to have to grow up and be men one day.
Wow.
So she put us out there.
Yeah.
And we had a few fights, you know, but thank God I had my brothers.
Uh-huh.
And we stuck together.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had to get a name for ourselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, and my mom, like I said, had six brothers and six sisters, so her brothers made a name for our family, so we had a legacy to live up to.
So you had the father who was your basketball coach, and then your uncle. So I guess I'm trying to understand, your uncles were part of your life, too, as far as being an inspiration and motivating you.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the unfortunate part about being in the projects, too, a lot of times, like you mentioned earlier, you can get pulled away from what it is that God may have, you know, to you to do for a career or things like that, or even finishing school.
Yeah.
You know, most people down in the projects, they don't get an education. They choose to opt out and go sell drugs and hang out on the corner, you know, get involved in things that they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
And fortunately, me and my brothers, my mom and my family, me and my brothers was like the first ones to graduate from high school.
Really?
You know, oh yeah. So I thank my mom again for that, because she stayed on us, and we was like, because none of her brothers and sisters graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, but her baby sister, which was the youngest one,
who's
about our age, Tracy, Mom Tracy, she was one of the only ones, I think, that actually graduated from high school. So it was a big achievement and a big thing for us to graduate from high school, and not only that, but to go on and go to college on a basketball scholarship. So that was big for my family.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you went on to college, huh?
Yes, sir.
So where'd you attend college at?
First, me and my teammate, Darrell Heat Gates, we went to Taft College.
Uh-huh.
That's in Taft, California.
Yeah.
Up there in Bakersfield.
Wow, you got a good little piece away from home then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we traveled miles and miles and miles away, thousands of miles away from home, and everybody at the time thought we was crazy, you know, by going out there. But as I look back, Mr. Motivated, you know, God don't make no mistakes.
Yeah.
It was God's hand in it then, like his hand is in my life now. He was in it back then, and he sent my brother Hank and Bo Kimball to USC, University of Southern Cal.
Is that
right? Yeah, freshman year they went there. And me and Darrell went to Taft.
Uh-huh.
And fortunately, again, we see God's hand in this situation. He took a new coach, came in at USC, and took the scholarship from Hank and Bo. And at Taft, me and Darrell, the program there got dropped. He dropped the program altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So we both found ourselves again thinking what the people said we was going to fail.
Yeah.
That came in our vision. So we was like, wow.
Uh-huh.
But there go God came in. We had Father Hagen had a friend at Loyola Marymount out in California, Paul Westhead, who's a native of Philadelphia as well. He was coaching at Loyola Marymount at the time. Now, Paul Westhead, if you don't know him, he was the Lakers coach.
Yeah.
With Magic Johnson. He actually was coaching them when they won the championship in 1980.
Yeah, Magic was one of my favorites.
Absolutely. And so Paul Westhead had, Father Dave had called him, and he actually gave Bo and Hank a scholarship to go to LMU. Now, LMU at the time was a small Catholic university, haven't been, you know, heard of on the map as far as being good. So when Hank and Bo got over there, they kind of put them on the map, so to speak. Now, at that time, when they got that position at Loyola, Darrell Gates and I ended up going to Santa Monica City College. I went to that college as well.
Wow.
And Santa Monica is where they shoot the Parkers sitcom show with Monique.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's where they shoot
one
that
of my favorite
Monique
shows. I love them. Get a good laugh whenever I watch.
Right. So we went to that school, and we had a pretty good sophomore year. And Hank and Bo had to sit out that year you know, due to the rules of the NCAA. And during that time, my brother, you know, worked proficiently to polish his skills up, man, him and Bo. And when the opportunity came, he took advantage of it, and he made a name for not only the university but our family, you know, and the legacy of the Gathers family is living on right now until this day.
Wow, that's awesome. I see you got your basketball
with
you today. So, now, one of the things, tell me a little bit about the father of
Hagan.
Father Hagan. Now, is he still here with us today?
No, no, he passed away as well. Cancer, you know, about 6-7 years ago, I think it was, he passed away. But
did he get a chance to experience your success? Did you get the chance
Absolutely. He visited us when we was in college.
He did?
Oh, absolutely. He came out. If it wasn't for him, we probably wouldn't have been there, so to speak. So he did come out and visit, came to a couple games and things like that. And, you know, like right before my brother passed away, you know, Father Dave had, you know, told my brother, he knew that my brother was going to make it big in basketball. And unfortunately, it was a tragic situation on March 4th of 1990 during the WCAC tournament. My brother collapsed, and he later on died on March the 4th.
I remember hearing about that on the news, and everybody was just so shocked.
Yes.
But you have such incredible drive, and I know, you know, sometimes you deal with tragedies in life. The fact to see you here in Dallas, man, you out there motivating these kids and you pushing these kids to do some things. I don't know very many young men that have experienced the kind of success that you've experienced, and here you are going back into the to the communities and going into the streets and helping these kids. Tell me, what do you see potential? How do you know a winner when you see one? Or do you just take all the kids and just give them an opportunity? Just give them
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great question, Mr. Motivator. You know, me personally, again, growing up in the projects, down the street, Amy Rosen Projects, you know, not having a father, you know, other than Father Hagan to come in my life and give me some inspiration and give me a chance to, you know, go to school and get an education and things like that. You know, right now for me, that was the inspiration that I needed to make me feel as though I need to do something to help the ones that fell by the wayside. You know what I mean? And it gave me the opportunity to feel as though I need to do something in the community, not just in my community, because before I came out here to Dallas, you know, it's a recreational center that's down in the projects on the corner of 25th and Diamond, named after my brother Hank Gathers. It's called the Eric Hank Gathers Memorial Center.
Wow.
And anybody that's listening down there, hey to Jimmy Black and Miss Cheryl and all them down there. But it was inspiration for us to do some things down there at this community center to help the kids and the youth that's coming up down there. You know, before I came out here to Dallas, I was doing things like having toy drives and giving out turkeys and things like that. And, you know, wanting to reach out to the senior citizen homes and make sure that, you know, the elderly people is being taken care of, you know, things like that, you know. But, we all have a drive in us, you know, and you just need to meet that right person to help pull that drive out of you.
I see. So when we meet the right people and they pull that drive out, it makes a difference. So do you think that we need that to make our world a better place, to make our communities better?
Yes, without a doubt. You know, I have a routine that I do every day. You know, I read my daily bread. When God wakes me up in the morning, you know, I read my daily bread. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, and that's one of the main things that I'm promoting out here is Jesus Christ. You know, and every morning I read my daily bread. And it's funny you said that, because this morning's topic was a better world. You know, and you know, everyone can do something to make the world better. You know, we can let Christ shine through us. Yes. So that's what it is, Christ shining through me.
Yes.
That's what you see when you met me.
Yeah.
Christ shining through me.
I saw the enthusiasm. I saw that glow about you. So tell me something. When did you when did you have your experience accepting the Lord in your life? Was it when you were doing your youth, or it was later?
I think, honestly speaking, when I was a little kid, you know, I remember when my mom and dad was breaking up, and they was having a big old fight, and you know, mom throwing dad's stuff out and things like that.
Yeah.
And I was about 3-4 years old, and I said I didn't understand it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And something came over me and said, when you get older, you'll understand. You know, and I think back then I had that fire in me about God. You know, because although I didn't understand the breakup,
mm-hmm.
as I got older, I realized this goes on every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People that's having problems, you know, or families that's having problems, and this is what makes it a dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
You know, and this is why we're not supposed to have kids out of wedlock and things like that, because later on it's going to become a problem
mm-hmm.
if they don't get the right people to come in their life and help them out.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, I had to realize early on that God is in everything and everywhere. So at that moment when I was 3 or 4 years old, I didn't understand it. But later on, it came to me, and that's what made me realize that I was special and that God was going to use me in a way that was profound. You know what I mean? And so now at the age of 46, I can look back and say, I accepted God a long time ago.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize it
wow.
until I got older and mature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it about you? I mean, the kids, man, you like going and you go after the hood kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it that those hood kids love about you? How do you motivate those kids from the hood?
Well, it's first of all, it's being a product of the hood. You
yeah.
know, I'm always be hood. You
uh-huh.
know, I'm like I say, I'm from Raymond Rosen Projects. You know,
uh-huh.
you don't get no hooded in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm proud to say I'm from Raymond
yeah.
Rosen, because that's what breeded the Gathers family, our legacy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's what breeded us, you know,
yeah.
along with my mom and the different people that came along to make this legacy the way it is. You know, so what makes me go back is the love that I have for
mm-hmm.
growing up down there
yeah.
and the hurt and the pain that I see and feel.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a feeling that you have, too, when you driving through the streets
yeah.
and you see the kids
yeah.
in the playgrounds with nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel the need to go and do something about that. I feel as though if I don't do something, then how is it going to get done?
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
If I don't do something or we
yeah.
don't do something, how's it going to get done? So God planted in me a long time ago, I'm going to use you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I'm going to take your brother away at the height of his game. But and you ain't going to understand that one either. But when you come to your senses,
yes.
you're going to realize that I don't make no mistakes.
Wow.
Yes, 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 yes.
And what inspires me about you, Coach Derrick, man, you're new to the Dallas area. But, man, here I'm going through into some of the neighborhoods. Man, there you are. I mean, it's not every day that we get professional athletes going into the hood or going in a different part. And here you are, you're going all over Dallas now. You're in South Dallas,
yes, yes.
West Dallas,
yes, yes.
East that Oak Cliff,
yes,
and
yes.
there you are going out these little these kids that some of them look like they want to attack anybody that gets close to them.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
I just admire you for that, and these kids love you.
Yes.
So do you think that despite, it doesn't matter about the environment, kids respond to love?
That's right. That's right. You know what, Mr. Motivator? I mean,
yes,
like, first of all, I'm not afraid to go anywhere. See, when you got Christ in you, Christ say, you know, you go to the highways and the byways letting people know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about Coach Gavin. It's about God's word and God's love that he had displayed for us when he died on the cross. So my thing is now for me to die daily, as the word says.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go out here to the ghettos and the Oak Cliffs you know, where I'm feeling at home at. You know, see, he was preparing me then as a young boy growing up in Raymond Rosen that to go out to the West Coast. I was over in California.
Yeah.
Now he got me down south. I was born in the East. Yeah. And I'm sure at some point he's going to take me up on north to let me spread the gospel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm going to always feel as though I can go anywhere and adapt and adjust because I got Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Man, that is awesome. And to hear those kids out there, man, Coach Derek, he cool, Coach Derek.
Yeah.
I mean, that just really touches me.
Yeah.
The other thing I noticed, too, you're sensitive. Mm. You don't like taking a kid out with the basketball and the kid is hungry.
Mm.
Now, Coach, now we got athletes here in the area with big salaries, way bigger than yours.
Yes.
And you're not going to let anybody go out to the court with you hungry.
That's
now, Coach, what is it that stirs you up that you say, hey, I'm gonna feed these kids. I'm gonna make sure that they're not hungry.
Yes.
Then I'm gonna take them out and work with them and try to develop that winner.
Yes.
And I know you got challenges and things that you're dealing with, but what stirs you up that you're not gonna let a kid around you be hungry? Where'd that come from?
You know, Mr. Motivator, again, you know, that's a good question. You know, to me, it's going to always go back to what God's word said.
Yeah.
And in his word, he say, you know, he say, feed my people. You know, and again, especially the youth.
Yeah.
You know, especially the ones, the unfortunate.
Yeah.
The lower state.
Yeah.
The lower state. He said, I'm the ones I want you to touch. So again, and I think I give tribute again to Father Hagen because he would always take us and buy us pizzas and, you know, feed us. And, you know, at one time he had gave us a key to come into his home at any time if we needed a place to stay or, you know, take a shower or whatever. I mean, it was awesome. So right then and there, God was preparing me for the masses of people that I'm going to come across, the massive of the youth that's out here that needs a father figure in their life, somebody that's going to come. It bothers me to see people that's homeless on the street.
Yeah.
You know, and so at the end of the day, when I see homeless people, I'm always reaching out to them, whether it's downtown Dallas or Oak Cliff or wherever I may see them at. You know, I'm always going to reach out to them and ask them, you know, can I help you?
Yeah.
You know, now, whatever I got in my pocket at the time really don't matter. You know, what matters is their problem and what they're going through.
Yeah.
And if I can help them, I'm going to certainly help them.
Wow. Coach, you have such a big heart. And, you know, I'm so honored to have you on the broadcast today because coaches are special. And, man, all of my high school coaches were special to me, and even in junior high. And a lot of us, our dads wasn't around. Man, that coach was like a dad to us. The coach would take us in, Jeffrey, come here, you know. And we play ball and we get out there and he'd have us working out. And then the coach would sit to us and he'd have us a sit down and talk to us about being knuckleheads and getting in trouble. That's why I admire coaches because coaches inspire winners.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the coaches that got behind Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the coach that got behind Magic Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at your coach, Father Hagen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at you, Coach Derek, how you're touching these kids, man. It almost brings tears to me because the love that you have when you walk into the atmosphere and all these kids just jumping up and down, just their faces lit up with big smiles as soon as you walk out to the court.
Mm.
Man, and who you are, you're only one person, and you're touching a lot of lives. And I'm thinking, if we could get more people to have the same kind of attitude that you have, Coach Derek, and we start working in the community, and I think it was last week, you know, you were sharing with me what some surprises that you and at your church and the youth ministry, you guys are putting on something special just for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you often get these ideas for the kids? I imagine daily you just something comes to you and then you just start planning, writing down what you're gonna do, huh?
Absolutely, Mr. Motivator. You know, again, I appreciate the opportunity. You know, and that's one thing I teach these kids today. You know, when I'm coaching them, or when I'm just being a mentor to them.
Yeah.
You know, at my job at Bright Star Youth Academy downtown Dallas. You know, when I get the opportunity to embrace one of these kids, you know, the main thing is to teach them about, you know, opportunity, to teach them about how to take advantage of the opportunity that may come, mm-hmm. you know, your way, you know. And for me, you know, this is an opportunity
yeah.
to be able to speak on a broadcast, you know, on your show, and just to tell people that I'm here to help. You know, I was at the Potter's house, you know, a couple weeks ago with Bishop Jakes, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm trying to get a hold of him and give him my DVD. And, again, it's not for me and my family and my legacy, but
yeah.
it's for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, if he allowed me to come in and to, you know, help tadpoles, a youth, you know, the youth with basketball or whatever and get a team or teach them fundamentals, then that's what my job is to do. You know, I'm a member at World Harvest Baptist Church, a little small church here in, you know, Lancaster, Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know, under the leadership of Bishop Julian Lewis, you know, he's a great shepherd of the church and a mighty man
yeah.
of God.
Yeah.
You know, he preaching the word. He
yeah.
allowed me to come in to his church and deal with the youth department.
Oh, that is
and,
awesome.
And, you know, and then so that's what I'm here to do. You know, when you talk about coaching a winner, you're talking about each and every child that you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have any favoritism, any malice in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them have some deformities or some issues going on with them. You got to be able to look over that.
Wow.
You know, and I got to give it to the Creator again because he instilled it in me a long time ago not to be favorite or have favoritism, but to look at everybody the same.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he gave me that vision, man. So I got a lot of people I can thank. And we don't have enough time on your show to thank everybody. But back home at E9 Tabernacle Baptist Church, Dr. Wilder,
yeah.
you know, Pastor Wilder, he's a mighty man of God that's
mm-hmm.
doing a lot of positive things back in Philadelphia as far as the youth. You know, they have what they call a program for the youth called Ball for Christ.
Yeah.
You know, under Deacon Crawford's leadership. And so they was preparing me to come out here in Dallas. Texas and do some big things because you know out here in Dallas everything is big.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
so I couldn't start on a small scale. God wanted me to be on a big scale.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, you know I'm so excited and I'm going to speak with the Mr. Motivator staff,
mm-hmm.
and we want to look at teaming up with you with some of your projects because I've really been inspired and touched.
Mm-hmm.
By your love for the youth here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to us taking a trip together out to Philly so I can get to see some of the projects and that you've started and,
yes,
and meet some of the kids that
mm-hmm.
You've touched because
yes.
I want to learn as much as I can because that's I love the youth. I love kids.
Yes.
And as an educator,
mm.
you can't be a good educator if you don't love kids.
That's right.
Now, we've covered a lot in your motivation and everything. And everyone can see why you're so passionate
mm.
About helping the youth and turning them into winners.
Yes.
Now, for some of us people that may be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we got some more coaches. We got some more people. Can you share some of your leadership, some of your leadership principles that you think that might give us some light on coaching a winner? Because see, I know you're a product of leadership, so
mm-hmm.
give us some of your principles or some of your strategies of that you use to enhance these kids and to develop them into leaders?
Yes, first of all, again, that's another great question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, When you talk about leadership, you know, you're talking about a price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a price to pay when you become a leader. There's so much that comes up against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do a lot of reading, and right now I'm reading a book by John C. Maxwell called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership.
Yeah.
You know, and in this book, you know, he's just teaching you all the steps and the strategies in becoming a great leader.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm excited about reading this book. But again, it's a commitment. You know what I mean? It's a commitment. It's a submission. It's sacrifice. You know, these are some of the things, you know, time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to focus on why do we do what we do, you
mm-hmm.
know, and press towards the mark.
Yeah.
You know, and the mark is to, if we can touch one key, you know,
yeah.
if we can get one key, one superstar,
yeah.
then we did our job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I'm out here. That's what God has called me to do. And that's what I'm going to do, continue to press for the mark, to teach kids. And, you know, if it's putting books out and magazines, newsletters, and things of that nature to help motivate, you know, these kids to be something special, you know, to educate them, to push them in the right direction, to keep them positive, you know what I mean? Then that's what my calling is to do, and that's what my course is, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I want to ask you another one, Coach. What if you got, hey, you got little Johnny here.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny has the potential, but Johnny's in a negative environment. Hey, you dummy. Johnny, you're stupid. You'll never get anywhere. You're going to be just like your Uncle Roy who's in prison. You're just a mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you deal with a kid who's in a negative environment like this, who's constantly being told that they're a mess up, they're a mistake, and they're not going to go anywhere in life?
Yeah, those are the ones that I take a liking to. Those, you know, when,
wow.
you know, I know I said I don't take favors, but the ones that I see that's really unfortunate,
yeah.
you know, being abused verbally
yeah.
and things like that,
oh.
you know, I work with kids every day that have emotional disorders. So those are the ones that I tend to gravitate to.
Yeah.
And I always tell them, you got to have confidence in yourself when nobody else do. You know, you got to believe in God. You got to have a relationship with God. See, when God believes, because he believes in you, I believe in you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm a motivational speaker,
yeah.
as you are.
Yeah.
And so I tell them, I say, listen, don't listen to negativity.
Yeah.
Keep yourself encircled, engulfed in positive people. You know, if you got somebody telling you something negative
mm-hmm.
or speaking negative into your life, you want to avoid that at all costs. That's like trouble with a capital T.
Yeah.
You want to run and go the other way.
Uh-huh.
You know, when somebody's speaking negative to your life. You know, so me, myself, I talk the kids into handling their business in a positive way. You know, if ain't nobody talking positive to you, then ain't no need for you to be around that negativity.
Yeah.
Because, see, once it gets planted in your brain and it goes to your heart,
yeah.
then it comes out in your action.
Mm-hmm.
So you want nothing but positive thoughts,
yes.
positive statements,
yes.
and comments, and compliments to come to you. If somebody ain't speaking love to you, they speaking hate to you,
mm-hmm.
then you don't need to be around them.
That's right.
You want to be around somebody positive,
yes.
that's going to speak love and longevity
yes.
into your life.
Yeah.
You know, that's what keep you going.
Yeah.
That's why I love you, Mr. Motivator, because
oh,
you're a comedian.
Listen.
You like to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You like to help people. You
yeah.
like to give. See, and he's the type of people God going to bring your way and put into your life and want us to bond and have a relationship so that we can help not only each other but go out to the masses
yeah.
and teach them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I don't know about you, but, man, you stirring up motivation to me. I'm motivated after listening to you talk.
Yes, yes, Lord.
and you know,
yes,
Coach Derek, I'm looking forward to when I get ready to put on a motivational workshop. I'd like to get with you so we can start playing, because I'd love for you to be one of my guests.
Absolutely.
Speakers when
Absolutely.
We do that. Because
I love
because you share some things with me, and I like I say, I would want to. My goal is for me and my crew to get with you and to do some events here in Dallas to motivate our youth.
Very good.
And who knows, we may even take them outside Dallas to Philly and a few other places.
Mm, yes, Lord.
But thank you for the motivation, and I appreciate you. You inspire me too. And then I love being around people, especially folks that, that enjoy my, my comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, yes.
So, Coach, the next time I do a comedy show here in Dallas, I'm going to get you some tickets because I want you to be on the front row.
Appreciate you.
And I made sure one with you before we end the show because you look like you need a good laugh for the day.
Oh, yeah.
But you've done such a good job of giving us some helpful information about developing a leader and what we can do to bring these kids out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all these kids, they just want somebody to show interest. And I look at how all these kids look at you like you're their dad.
Yes.
That's what's so amazing. You wouldn't think that all these kids would gravitate around a guy, but they all just gravitate to you. They just all over you,
yes.
And they look at you like you're their dad.
Yes, yes.
And to me, that's phenomenal.
Yes.
I don't even know a lot of men that have kids so excited when they walk in the room the way you have those kids excited. And I'm very happy that you came into Dallas because Dallas needs more. That I think a lot of some of our leaders sometimes get a little bit too caught up in their own world that they don't think about going out and sharing with the kids that are less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is looking for somebody to show them some love and show them some interest.
Yes, yes.
And I believe, Coach Derek, the more people that listen to this broadcast and the more people that come out and see what you're doing in Dallas, Texas, they're going to come aboard. There are going to be more people coming forward and either wanting to help you or they're going to go out into their own areas to try to impact the youth.
Absolutely.
And I believe if we can keep doing, if we can do what you're doing and do it on a larger basis, it's going to cut down on a lot of the crime and a lot of the gang things that are taking place.
Yes, sir.
And is there are there any of your kids that may be checking out the broadcast? Would you like to say something to them in particular before we end the broadcast?
Well, you know, I have kids of my own, you know, kids that God gave me.
Yeah.
You know, I have six kids, actually. I have three boys and three girls. And I want to say hello to them. You know, I love them. They the love of my life, you know. And, you know, Daddy coming home soon. You know, I'm out here doing God's business, doing some work for God. So as soon as I come home, we're going to sit down and break bread and hang out and have fun. You know, but it's amazing, too, Mr. Motivator, because, you know, as I do have my own kids and two grandkids, by the way, Mary and Mackenzie, them my two babies, too.
I didn't know you were grandma.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a grandma. I know I look young.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm a grandpa, man. I'm pop.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, but it's a great feeling, man. It's a blessing for God to allow me to be a grandfather and a father. You know, like I said, my father wasn't in my life much, man, and I promised to be the best dad I possibly can. And I fell kind of short of that, but I think in the work that I'm doing, at some point, that my kids will see that they got a great dad in me, man, and that's my job and that's my goal, you know, for to be the best father I possibly can be in the near future and the far future.
And that's awesome, Coach.
Yes.
Now, Coach Derek, I think you said your brother's checking out the broadcast.
Yes.
Now, tell us, what's his brother's name?
Christopher.
Now, what does Christopher do?
My brother, actually, he working at a supermarket, but he's an advocate member of his church.
And does he like sports also?
Oh, yeah, he play ball.
What?
You know, yeah, he play ball. Yeah, we all play ball.
Yeah.
You know, he's an athlete. You know, my brother is a very, very inspirational person in my life, you know what I mean? Because his father. He's sitting there with probably his wife, my sister-in-law Robin, and my nieces and nephews. I got a gang of them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting your brother, meeting your whole family.
Oh yeah,
man, the things you've been sharing with me about your brothers and some of your other family. They're my kind of people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell they love people. They love them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got another brother, you know, my younger brother, Charles. You know,
yeah.
I can't fail to mention him.
That's Charles in Philly?
Yeah, he in Philly. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Now, what's Charles do?
He worked with kids. He do the same thing I do. Yeah, he worked with kids.
Oh, yeah, I love kids.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing.
That's a part of being a man. You got
yeah.
to love kids,
I agree.
Man.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And not just your kids, but all kids.
That's right.
From all walks of, the,
yeah.
of this planet, man. So, you know, that's what we do. And I know my mom is proud of us because she raised some fine men, man.
Yeah.
You know, and again, my hat go off to my mom, Lucille, who I love and miss very much.
Well, when she comes to Dallas, let me know because we're going to do another broadcast, and I want your mother to be a guest on the show, too.
Absolutely.
Because, I believe there's a few things you hold back from. So
oh, yeah. Believe that.
But I tell you, I'm so excited. Now, another thing, I don't want to get ahead of you, but I heard through the grapevine that you're working on some motivational DVDs that are getting ready to come out in Dallas sometime this year.
Oh, yeah, somebody let that.
I don't want you to give us a whole thing, but tell us, could you give a little bit of tidbit information that's getting ready to hit Dallas?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to be out here doing some camps and things of that nature, teaching fundamental skills and then motivational skills as far as, and using basketball as my vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, to get to catch some of these kids' hearts and minds, you know. But more importantly, you know, I'm pushing education. I'm pushing God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean to them, and you know, just for them to know that this is a way of life. You know, you can't play with this thing. It's serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to be for real
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about God and being successful in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We got a lot of fine minds out here. You know, and it's going to take for us older people to help them bring their gifts out. You know, and that's what great coaches do. They help their player bring their gift out by motivating them and taking
yes.
them technique and playing and polishing those skills up and working hard day in and day out, breaking sweats and 2 or 3 days and hitting weights and eating right,
yeah.
and things like that, man. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a lot of things in the near future
that's
coming out.
You're going to work with people. You're going to have something for folks that want to get their weight under control. And
absolutely.
Man, I can't wait. Now, you know, Coach, I know it's going to be a little bit of work, but but you work with Mr. Motivator trying to get me in shape.
Absolutely.
I want you to share some of your secrets with me.
Mm-hmm.
And other thing, I want to ask you, are you going to, I know you're from Philly, you know, you're used to the city, so you're going to name your ranch, Gabba's Ranch here in Dallas.
That's right.
I know that's a big, I heard that's a big place that you're getting ready to buy.
Absolutely.
And so you're going to name it the Gabba's Ranch.
The Gather Around Ranch, man.
Gather Around
Ranch. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, like, I got a lot of competition now. We got Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I heard he got a ranch out here. And,
yeah, he does.
And
I don't think Steve got nothing on you, Coach.
Is that right?
Yeah, and have you purchased a cowboy hat since you've been here yet?
I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Motivator going to take care of you. I'm going to get you a cowboy hat before you leave the studio today.
Wow, well, me and my whole family are cowboy fans. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, another thing I want to ask now, and I want to thank you for giving me the invitation to come out to your home and meet your family.
Absolutely.
But now, I know you're planning a party now. At your party, will I get to meet Magic Jordan or some of the little athletes?
Shaquille O'Neal,
yeah.
All those guys I plan to be there, man. Michael Jordan,
yeah.
A lot of people I haven't met yet, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brother Steph had actually, you know, I'm sure I would have met all these guys personally.
Wow.
You know, so my motivation is again, the youth.
Yeah, but I like what you're doing. See, yours is not selfish.
No.
You're getting a lot of these guys together. Because you want to bring them out to meet your kids.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know,
praise God.
You know, what can I say? You know, I'm looking at, man, I'd like to meet them myself. But
yes.
The fact that you go on the great length to get people that are successful to come out and meet your kids and to come out to your camps and everything, man, that I think that is just so amazing. How many of us get to the place that we will get on an airplane and go and talk to different places just because we love our kids that much. And you love your kids just that much that you want to bring some of these big-time athletes in the Dallas just to share some motivation and some love with your kids. Because, I mean, I don't know anybody else that's playing it. So, like I say, I'm so excited and thankful for us to be friends because, Mr. Mobley, I could be right there and I could see me in a Magic and a Shaq.
I know that's right. But man, again, it's just a blessing to know that you got some big time people out there. And from what I understand, Shaq and Magic and them is doing a lot for their respective communities. But you know, I'm the type. I'm worldwide. You know, I want to travel around and again put my foundation, the Gather Round Foundation, in all communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I can help them brothers do the same thing, you know, use some of their funding, you know, to help do that, then that's what I'm going to do. You know, wherever God leads me to do or, and when the opportunity comes for me to shake their hand, you know, and to meet them and to let them know my ideas and things like that, you know, because, again, as you know, back in Philly, we got some heavyweights back there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Will Smith, you know, he's a heavyweight. You know, from West Philadelphia.
Yeah, you know, I forgot about Will.
Oh, yeah. You got Patti LaBelle, you know.
Man, nobody can sing like that.
Patti LaBelle, you know, people like that. And, you know, so, again, I thank you for this opportunity because to be heard, you know, I got a story to tell, you know, and I definitely want the Gavis family legacy to live on through my work and my hard work and my effort to build communities all over this world.
Wow. Well, Coach, I want to know that we have certainly enjoyed today. And any time you have some things going you want to talk about, I want you to be a regular visitor here on the Mr. Motivated Show.
Yes.
And they'll come in and report. And also, I need someone who's up with all the statistics and everything that's going on in basketball and all the players. As I'd like you to come on and be one of my co-hosts and give me an update on all the athletes in the basketball world and what's going on and everything. But and I know you have some more great projects that are coming up. We're not going to talk about everything right now, but as they move up on the charts, I want you to let everybody know right here from the Mr. Motivated Show.
Yes.
Hope all of your friends and everybody that you got in Philly tuning into the broadcast, I hope they're really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And just to know that you have such an awesome family and such a great support group behind you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just phenomenal.
Oh, yes. I thank you again, Mr. Motivator, for having me on your show. Again, if anybody needs to touch me, you can reach me at gatherround6@aol.com and at Twitter, on my Twitter account. Follow me on Twitter, you know, and things like that.
Are you on Twitter also?
Yes. Follow me on Twitter. Also, you can call me, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Give me a call at 267-441-0004. That's how open I am for, you know, anybody that has some ideas or
for the youth.
Financial back.
Coach, slow that down and put that number out there one more time.
Yeah, that number is 267-441-0004. And again, if you call, just leave a message. And believe me, if it's worth dealing with, I'm going to call you back. That's my word.
Thank you. Now, y'all heard it. That's just ask for Coach Derrick.
That's right.
And if you got a mission, you want to help the youth, you want to do something in your community or what, you call Coach Derrick and let him help you because that's his passion, is the touch the youth and motivate leaders.
Yes.
Well, Coach, I just want to thank you. And, you know, I want to share something else with you, Coach. I don't know if I told you about this, but my Uncle Bill, he was a little bit down, you know, they got together. I guess last month in church, and so we had he's a deacon, mm-hmm. and so Uncle Bill and other deacons, they got together, and they wanted to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all stood together, and they bowed their heads down and prayed. When they got through praying, one of the other deacons looked over at Uncle Bill. Deacon Bill, them some pretty alligator shoes you got on. And Uncle Bill looked down his feet and said, man, I ain't got no shoes on bare feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I know that's right.
I
appreciate
that. I have slipped a little bit of heat.
I like that. Wow.
You're
so good. Wow, I appreciate that.
Well, see, I had to sneak right in.
Wow.
What kind of feet did his Uncle Bill have?
Ooh, Uncle Bill. Wow.
I tell you, thank you for, you know, I wish I could share more jokes,
mm-hmm.
but like I say, I'm serious about you coming out to my next comedy event.
Yeah,
and you bring your family out of my house and tickets and everything, and that I love to motivate people into laughter, because I think sometimes that's, we don't do enough laughing, and that's why we got so many people that are pressed and not enjoying their lives and everything.
Oh yeah, I love the humor. You know, I'm humorous myself.
Yeah, you
know, I may hit you with some jokes, you know, when we get off the air. But, you know, love is given for the world's needs. Love is sharing as the Spirit leads us. You know, love cares when the world cries. Love is compassion with Christ-like eyes.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of defines me,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Motivator. You
yeah.
know, that love piece, man, that's what I'm all about. You know, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. But, you know, man, that was beautiful of what you quoted just then, and that's what all of us should be about. We should be about love, and, you know, we should share that with each other. You know, we need to learn, we should, if you can't say hello, give somebody a smile.
That's right.
You know, stop walking around with your head down and acting as though no one exists except you.
That's right.
Because, Coach, whenever I see you in town or you always, you have a smile on, you know, you're talking to the kids, you're speaking to people,
yeah.
And I'm like, where is that guy? Where is he can't be from Texas. He must really be blessed, because he's happy every time. And see, when you have joy inside you, that's the way you should act.
That's right.
When you know where you come from and how blessed you are. You should have that kind of attitude, Coach, and you are exemplary of that kind of person.
Thank you very much.
You walk as though you're the happiest man in the world, and that you have a whole lot to be thankful for. It just shows in your attitude, and you just drew me by your attitude, and I know that draws the kids.
Yes. Yes.
And if we don't carry ourselves in a way, in the right way, we're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities and miss out on the kids and everything.
That's right. That's right.
But, Coach, I tell you, this has been a very delightful broadcast, very informative, and it's my goal to bring you on more often, and people like you that want to make a difference with our kids and do some things will impact people in the community. Well, Coach, it looks like we've run out of time.
Oh,
and can you believe that? When you're having fun, the time just I can't believe it.
Wow.
It's like we just started talking 5 minutes ago, and now we got to get ready to end the broadcast.
I tell you, my motto, Mr. Motivator, is always to be continued.
It's always
dealing with the gathers.
That's right. That's why you are coming back, brother.
Yes.
Again, folks, we want to thank to the Mr. Motivator Show, and I hope that this show has encouraged you some kind of way. I hope that this show has inspired you to think about the youth that are around you, to think about the leaders that are just waiting for somebody to encourage them so that they can become a winner. Remember, I'm Mr. Motivator, and I'm saying to you, Success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I want to thank you for tuning into our broadcast, and I want you to have a beautiful weekend, everyone. And again, Derek, thank you. Man, you are just awesome. And please come back again to the Mr. Motivator Show. And if you're not busy, hey, let's go out and grab some lunch real quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, folks, be with us the same time next week for another exciting episode on the Mr. Motivated Show.
Hallelujah.